Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, February 20th, 2020 transmission. So it's 2020. Owen Schroyer's on the ground. We don't know yet. She just gave him 3.5 years, 40 months. Is she going to clap him in irons? The hearing's still ongoing. If he's released for a week or two before this happens, he may come out the front. We're going to be there for the press conference regardless. But this is bigger than Roger Stone. It's bigger than InfoWars. But he is Owen's co-host. This is about tyranny. So you're there with some of the great folks that have that giant Roger Stone banner. Take over for the rest of the segment while I get on the phone with Roger Stone.
Well, it's really great, actually, to be joined by Enrique Tarrio here, because he is one of the cases of total censorship. His right to free speech total being denied, his right to commerce being denied as well. And so, really, Enrique, this is like your last stand, is actually coming out here in the real world, engaging in your free speech, because they've taken you off the internet. They try to ban you from banking. I mean, so what is it like to know that this is your last stand? Free speech, real time, in person.
Honestly, I enjoy it. Because they're like, okay, we're gonna debank them, we're gonna take them off social media, and that's kind of dangerous. Because then now I'm out here, you know, I travel across the country. I was with you guys in VA. I'm here in DC. I'm gonna be here in DC next week. I was in Portland, so it gets me more active. Obviously, I'm making a lot less money now because of my financial system with banking systems. But I'll be honest with you, I've never been happier in my life than doing what I'm doing now. Even though I'm making like a tenth of what I was making before. But, you know, this is just a taste. Not everybody can do this. You know, somebody that just has a regular job and just wants to be a Trump supporter, like, imagine they did this to them. You know, they'd suffer. Their family would suffer. You know, I'd say suicide rates would go up because, you know, you can't provide for your family, depression, things like that. It's a real problem. And we're the guinea pigs. InfoWars is a guinea pig. Alex Jones, yourself, myself, Milo, Laura Loomer, all these guys, we're just their guinea pigs. This is what the future is going to look like. If you don't toe the line, or if you're towing the line, they're going to wipe you off this map. They want you in concentration camps. They want you dead. They just don't have to say what it is that they want.
Well, and I think you were getting into it before you went to the break, how what they've done to Roger, now putting him in jail, that's what they want to do. They want to put us in jail. Or they want to ruin your life, make you so miserable that you just give up or kill yourself. I mean, really, these people are in a death cult, and it's all being exposed with the abortion, with the Bernie Sanders undercover tapes where they're talking about, you know, putting people in gulags. I mean, it's all been exposed. You've dealt with it firsthand. And like you said, you know, you're in a situation, or you have the personality where you're rising above it. You're still making it for yourself. But you know what? This is going to have a lot of people either censoring themselves or having their lives destroyed just for supporting the president.
Yeah, no, of course. And we're seeing it right now with like some conservative, on conservative Twitter, some people that are conservatives that are on Twitter, you can see that they're trying to make sure that they're saying the right things, like they're checking their tweets, you know, and then it's normalized. If we don't fight back, it's going to be normal. You're going to be like, hey, I can't say this on Twitter. I can't say I support President Trump in 2020 on Twitter because I'm gonna get my life destroyed, just like Alex Jones, just like Roger Stone. Roger Stone's not even the final step. It's a step before the final step because, again, they want to kill you. So what are they going to do? They're putting him in a cage for it. Okay? And if we don't fight back, the president's only one person. Yes, he has a lot of power, but if we don't take it on ourselves, and you as a viewer on InfoWars don't come out, right, and sit here and just hold this PVC pipe and this piece of linen, you know, we're going to lose all of this. We're going to lose all of this. Just take a moment of your week to just go ahead and do something that you feel is right.
And, you know, the Calvary is here. We see it with, you know, 50,000 people at a Trump rally, a Democrat rally, can't even fill a high school gymnasium. The Calvary is there. I don't know how much the president is aware of it or not, but it's time for the Calvary to get into the battlefield.
Yes, it's time for us to get off the couch. We need to get off the couch. We need to. I'm a huge advocate, and I've said it on your show before. I'm a huge advocate for, if you believe you want that change, right? Run for office.
Just try.
Which you did. I did. I'm running in Florida's 27th congressional.
All right, we're about to take a break. Enrique Tarrio is with us. We'll get more into the Roger Stone news and Enrique Tarrio running for office, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today. Live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is in Washington, D.C. During the break, Roger Stone quickly came out of the building, got in a black Tahoe SUV Suburban, and disappeared off into the sunset. I guess we're going to find out very, very soon when she says that she's got another hearing for when he reports to jail. But she knows the president's pardon is coming like a ton of bricks, and this cherry on top of the president being removed from office has blown up in their face. Owen Schroyer, they're on the ground. Why don't you make the announcements to the libtards, I guess the right-wing watch that grabbed your microphone cover earlier and tweeted it in a celebratory police state extravaganza.
Yeah, they were hoping Roger Stone would be arrested today, put in the shackles, and hauled off to jail. But no, Roger Stone got out of here. No shackles. And yes, a corrupt citizen, but a pardon is coming for Roger Stone. I think we're all confident that the president knows how corrupt this case was. He knows that the entire Russian collusion hoax was nothing more than a scam. It was criminal activity. It all originates out of the Obama administration. The Russian collusion.
Just for me, tell him Alex Jones has a message to you. America is awake to your anti-American scum. Roger Stone is innocent and will be pardoned. You are losers. You have failed.
We have a message from Alex Jones. You have lost. Roger Stone will be pardoned. He has walked out of today's courtroom free and will be pardoned. Trump is also innocent, and he will have victory in 2020. A message from Alex Jones. You cannot silence us.
Now, you want to say anything else, Owen? You've done a great job. You want to talk about the succulent rat behind you? Is that Hillary Clinton right there? Actually, it looks like Hillary.
No, it's just a Hillary Clinton operative. But I will actually, I'll give Claude one opportunity to make a statement. Hey, Claude, Alex would like a statement from you. Can you give a statement for Alex Jones, Claude? Can you give a statement for Alex Jones?
He gets major Soros and Bloomberg funding, and he cannot even talk. We had to bleep that out.
Hey, but you know what? Here's what I will say. If you drive around the country with an inflatable rat, you're obviously not in a range.
Hey, ask me how it feels to be a total loser.
Hey, Alex wants to know how it feels to be Claude Taylor. Or what's a total loser.
All right, how does it feel to keep losing on every front?
Hey, how much did that inflatable rat cost? We'd like
How much do you charge Soros for that?
Did Soros buy that for you?
Ask him if he rinse it out to Soros to be Lemmy Winks.
Did Soros pay for this rat? Did Hillary, the Clinton Foundation, pay for this rat? You do naughty things with this rat behind closed doors? I will say, Alex, he actually got under this rat earlier today and was fondling it.
Well, Owen, I want to play a clip from Fox News just minutes ago. Roger Stone leaving the kangaroo courthouse. Here it is.
open now for the first time. Let's watch.
Doesn't look like he's been defeated to me. You're a criminal. You're a political person. We want to arrest you. We're authoritarians. That's our saying. Lock her up. Roger Stone's personal lawyer, Tyler Nixon, on the line yet? All right, let's get him for the next segment. Owen Schroyer, I want you to take over the remainder of this segment. I've got huge coronavirus news, massive political news, huge pro-life news, so much. Now the ADL says that Senator Ted Cruz is anti-Semitic for criticizing Bloomberg. When it's the ADL constantly injecting Judaism into things and saying if you oppose anybody that's Jewish, that you're a Nazi. Pretty amazing. That's coming up as well. Very, very sad to see the ADL trying to promote anti-Semitism, because that is what they're doing, trying to make everything about if somebody's Jewish or not. I don't think people are making that an issue about Bloomberg, that he's a globalist. But that's all coming up. Just watching all this unfold, I don't think you can see the video of Roger, but he looked like the Cheshire Cat coming out of there.
Well, I think that the good news for Roger here is that He's we've all known how corrupt this case has been, but for what's come out with the jury and the jury foreman and the prosecutors and the judge now putting off the mistrial, which on technicalities alone should have been thrown out last week, really at the onset of this, I think that he has a bit of comfort with that in the backdrop and with the pardons coming, because, I mean, we know that they wanted to put Roger Stone in jail. It was a political persecution, and they've been lying all the way through. It started with Trump and Russian collusion and everything, and they got Roger Stone's scalp. That's how they look at it. But I think Roger's expecting a pardon. I think we're all expecting the president to do the right thing, which is pardon Roger Stone. And I think that upon the pardon of Roger Stone, Alex, because he should obviously be pardoned, but it should really be the next step after that. It's time to investigate in an earnest fashion the origins of this investigation, the origins of why Roger Stone was here, the origins of why they started.
That's right. The crime was trying to overturn the 2016 election and pin patriot populists, pro-American firsters, as Russian agents by Democrats that publicly their entire operating system is America sucks, get rid of it.
And so and I think that, you know, the pardon of Roger Stone indicates that, yeah, this was a corrupt case. And it all goes back to the Russian.
This is like a Hollywood movie when they're trying to frame Dirty Harry, and you know he's innocent. The Patriots are Dirty Harry. They're the dirty commies, and the commies are saying we're the commies. No one's buying this. The dog doesn't hunt. The dog can't even get up. The dog's dead.
And I think it's important to remember, but we need action, but it's important to remember that the president has recognized that he believes that perhaps out of the Obama administration came treason. He's put out the names McCabe, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and the like, saying they're the criminals. Why aren't they being investigated?
And they're never going to stop striking back until they're prosecuted. They persecuted us illegally. Now they need to be prosecuted for justice.
Hillary Clinton is in Puerto Rico with the Clinton Foundation now with children, okay? I mean, I don't want to get, you know, let's not get too deep into this, but let's
remember. She's been caught smuggling kids out of Haiti and Puerto Rico. Her top person was convicted of it.
Laura Silsby. But Alex, this is how it went. The Puerto Rican officials hid the disaster relief aid to make Trump look bad. So they're clearly, and now they're ingratiating themselves.
And now they got caught. They got caught.
So it's just like, it's just incredible. This needs to be shut down. Hillary Clinton should not be walking free. That woman is a threat.
It is a criminal legion of doom. Absolutely. Owen, get your reports together. Great job. Get back to the ATX, because next week I'm going to be with you at CPAC. And we're going to have some very big special events in D.C. that we're going to be attending. I'm just going to leave it at that.
America's bad, Alex. America's bad. This is what we look like. This is what a patriot looks like.
Go ahead. Start ranting, my friend. We got about a minute till break. Go ahead and let the libtards know. Go get in their faces.
No, it is funny, Alex. These people laugh at me. They work for mainstream news, which is fine. Good for them.
They're all a bunch of puppets. They're failing.
InfoWars isn't the news organization that spiked the Epstein story years after years. InfoWars isn't the news organization that spiked all the Hollywood pedophilia years after years. InfoWars isn't the news organization that spiked the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky story. And by the way, Michael Isikoff, the same person who was involved in all of that, was the one who wrote the story that was used to get the FISA warrants. So the swamp has been shown. We've drained the swamp. We see all the swamp creatures. It's time to round them up and put them in jail.
Owen, great job. Thank you so much. I'm going to shift gears when we come back into the huge coronavirus developments. It's killing people on the cruise ships now. Multiple cruise ships, people are dying. That means it isn't hype. It is killing people, and it's spreading very fast. And we have the smoking gun evidence that it was cooked up in a U.S. bioweapons lab and sold to the Chi-Coms, and even major newspapers reported it in 2015 that it was dangerous, and why the hell was this happening? The Scientist has the headline, Lab-Made Coronavirus Triggers Debate, and it's this exact chimera virus. This is insane. That's coming up. But first, how to take action, how to take down the globalists peacefully in the third dimension at point-blank range. Whatever you do, take action now, Modern Paul Revere's, at band.video and newswars.com/show. When you spread those links, you spread the word. It is victory. We're counting on you. We need to win this war. Please spread the links now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist.
It's time to reclaim our former greatness. It's time to be men again. And it's time to let all this scum know we're calling our bluff. Full speed. Ramming speed. Let's go! All right, that was 3 months ago we put out that video, and since then we've seen incredible action. Bloomberg confronted for working with Epstein in the blackmail, child kidnapping rings. Hillary confronted everywhere. All of them being confronted. This is the answer. We have the facts. We're not minions that just go yell and scream racist, racist. We have the facts. Now, I'm going to get into the coronavirus and the biggest developments yet. These are so huge, I don't even know what to say. It's confirmed, mainline news. This was developed in the United States, not Canada. And it was deployed. The Chi-Coms bought it, and it's very deadly. And people now that have had it on cruise ships are dying, and people are dying in Europe. And so very, very serious. We're going to be looking at that coming up in the last segment of this hour. But I'm joined now by Tyler Nixon, personal lawyer of Roger Stone, not his lawyer, in what I would call a terrible defense. In my view, a lot of people I've talked to that are lawyers say it was a terrible defense. I think that Tyler thinks the same thing. People were kind of buffaloed and cowed by it, but not Roger. But now he's got some very hardcore lawyers. But truly, he did nothing wrong. What do you make of what the judge did today? I think she knows nobody's buying this. Saying, well, I could give him 11 years, but she gave him 3.5 instead. I think the president is going to obviously pardon him. I haven't talked to Roger in a while of him saying, please don't talk about the case, even though I'm not involved in the case. But we saw him walking out looking very confident, very Cheshire Cat, just about 30 minutes ago. What's the latest, Tyler Nixon?
Well, first of all, I think this judge is a disgrace. I'm sorry. I just have to say it. I'm an attorney. But at the same time, this person is hostile, biased, has manipulated this proceeding in every aspect, in every manner, to harm and injure Roger Stone, to prejudice his rights. This gag order is an outrageous abuse of power, unlike I've ever seen in my career in law or politics. And the bottom line is this concerning Roger Stone. She tried to give him enough time to hurt him should he have to serve it, but not enough to really trigger an automatic pardon where it's outlandish. You know, the president's going to swing into action and pardon him. I think. The bottom line as far as the president goes.
This was very calculated.
Yeah, she's very calculating. And don't kid yourself for a second. She is absolutely very much conscious of publicity and how she appears. I honestly thought she'd come in and, well, she did berate him for apparently an extended period. As Milo Yiannopoulos texted me, said she's going postal on him, was Milo's exact words. And I'll tell you what, she has some room to talk. I mean, give me a break. She has the foreperson of the jury who is, basically concealed the fact that she is a, mouth-breathing Democrat partisan. And this is supposed to be an impartial jury. I mean, this is exactly what everybody predicted it would be. And now it's come to light.
I'm not just saying this to declare victory. This totally is like the cherry on top of their fake impeachment, their fake trials, their lies, their fiascos. This is blown up in their face spectacular.
As it should, frankly. And, if were I Roger Stone, I would defy that gag order. I would say, lock me up, frankly, until the president pardons
me. How long does this gag order go? I talked to all these lawyers, not just you. They never heard of a gag order that comes post-conviction.
You could be on trial for threatening a judge, a federal judge, giving a death threat to a federal judge, and you wouldn't be subject to this type of gag order. I mean, how insane is that? I mean, literally, this is the most – I don't know where this woman gets off thinking that she can prior restrain Roger Stone's First Amendment God-given rights. I mean, these are rights. They are not for her to dispense and to hold over his head and act as though she can basically what she's doing – is essentially extorting him. She is saying, I will absolutely lock you up if you dare speak out. This woman is a disgraceful epitome of the Obama administration.
She's going to go down in history books as a fraudulent judge, as a political operative, as a tyrant.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not, as your contributor and our mutual friend Robert Barnes pointed out, this isn't just a violation of his First Amendment rights. This is a violation of Sixth Amendment rights against excessive bail or restrictions against your freedom pending trial or surrounding a trial or judicial proceeding by which, a judge can do this, hang over your head your freedom as long as you don't exercise any of your other rights. It's like saying, look, just go ahead and plead guilty. If the judge saying, go ahead and plead guilty, and I won't give you so much time.
Well, that's it. It's terrorism. It's saying, do what I want politically, or I'm going to burn your ass. That's the very definition of terrorism. Threatening or carrying out a threat for a political directive, for something that you demand as a ransom. Let's talk about what comes next. Stay with us.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else.
But we do still have in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I might as well put some action in my life. That sounds of the nearest civilization burns away is when tyrants get rid of chivalry, believing people that came before them were wimps. They had all these checks and balances in place. They didn't do all these hard, mean things. They didn't lie. They didn't cheat. They didn't steal. They didn't persecute people. They didn't intimidate. They must have been idiots. No, they always came out of long, bloody decades, sometimes centuries of millions dead in hell on earth, and they promised never to do it again by breaking the law. Breaking the law of God. Breaking the law of common sense. It isn't weaklings that follow chivalry. It's those that know the dark side and seek to bound it in chains so that we might live as free men and women and not live under conquest and tyranny. Not to see the burned cities and destroyed fields and farms laid to waste and the rape and the rapine and evil turned loose, but to empower the great spirit of human ingenuity and freedom by passing limited laws to tie down the tyrant and empower the family and the individual and those that love God. But the tyrants and the control freaks and the Satanists continue to break the law, God's law, common sense, natural law. Everything they do is about saying men are women and women are men and God doesn't exist and there is no right or wrong. Listen to their song. Breaking the law. 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 Tyler Nixon, Roger Stone's friend, confidant, fellow journalist, Army officer, veteran, and lawyer. There's a lot, obviously, you can't talk about. Roger can't talk about stuff. This unconstitutional gag order rolls forward. But what comes next as the deep state has broken every law, committed every crime? It's not that I'm even looking for vengeance. If they would just give up and go away, I'd say let them have their spoils. But they won't go to Alba. They won't give up. They're always coming back and attacking again. Trump must take action now, not just pardoning Roger Stone. What do you think?
Yeah, well, brother, first I want to say, you know, you speak the truth. And these people who sit behind this black-robed deity, demigod in their own mind, who sits on the bench there in D.C. and passes judgment on someone like Roger Stone, hauls him before her, has the gall to berate him and to lecture him and to act as though she sits on high. These people need to realize that they only have authority. They only have power. They only exist because we let them, okay? Because we,
what's
the
to
people,
say? Because
have
George Washington kicked the British Empire's ass, and then for 250 years we have sustained the Republic, and they perch on top of it with disdain, pissing on it at their great peril.
Damn right, exactly. You know, these people, they chip away at it. They want to chip away at it. They want to have us as their subjects by our own volition. And let me tell you something: the power is always with the people. It's always with the grassroots. It's always with the info warriors out there and everybody else, not some, some hive minded, DC centric beltway, potentate like this woman, this judge is. I mean, this, you know, it really sickens me. And here's the thing is it comes down to this. They're going to get away with it and they're going to keep getting away with it and they're going to keep pushing until we stop them. And that's why Trump, president, needs to act. He needs to shut them down. He's say, you know what?
He needs to exercise his authority against them because they are the tyrants. He must crush the tyrants. So thus to tyrants.
Exactly. And they want to take the bureaucratic state. They have this insane notion they're trying to force down people's throats that the president is somehow accountable to their permanent bureaucracy. I mean, they started this under
Richard
Nixon.
Yeah, they're acting like it's not the three branches of government. The bureaucracy is God.
Yeah, and the judges being the ultimate bureaucrats, you know, the ultimate administrative administers of justice or whatever it is they claim to be doling out to the people.
And then who gets them elected? Literally, Bloomberg, the Clintons, the deep state is financing all these turds.
Yeah.
So they're all beholden to the big billionaire potentates.
All of whom are beyond the reach of the law. of, or at least the equal protection of law. I mean, you know, there's enough laws on the books. I don't believe in this just blind application of the law. We see where it's gotten us. We see where an Andrew Weissman, the scum that was behind the Roger Stone persecution that went on, and now is just another mouth-breathing, lunatic MSNBC contributor, quote-unquote. You know, he is the type that basically is willing to collapse an entire company like Arthur Andersen and to railroad people into prison. And you know, no one's stopping these people because they get away with it and they shield themselves
and
from
they've
it.
Been emboldened
and
by it. They've been emboldened in their own little tyrannical, authoritarian, megalomaniac bubble.
Look at the lunacy of a Rachel Maddow going on and saying that Trump's stopping attempting to intercede with his righteous power as the elected president of the United States chief executive to intercede, to cut off injustice, to cut off partiality and bias and the abuse of power in the justice system, in this so-called Department of Justice, to literally demonize and harm and injure the political opponents.
3 years ago, $47 million or 45, whatever it was, we can pull it up. It's happened. Rick Perry indicted in Travis County. And Rick Perry isn't perfect, but I mean, it's in the Constitution that the governor can veto things. The Democrats got this law passed to give themselves $40-something million a year in Austin for their anti-corruption board that was really just a cop-hating leftist commie thing. He said the head of your board got arrested, spit on police, and attacked him. Video. They had to put a spit bonnet on her. He said he gave him like 6 months. He goes, put in a new person, or I'm going to cut the funding. He vetoed it. It's in the Constitution. They indicted him. He had to battle $2.5 million to beat it. So the very same Travis County is literally trying to destroy InfoWars right now. But I mean, that's just insane. So that's an example of how they're saying Trump may be impeached if he pardons Roger Stone when it's in the damn Constitution, plain as day.
Yeah. What they have done is taken the position of Louis XIV, l'état, c'est moi. They think I am the state, I am the government, as Andrew Zelensky apparently barked at Aaron Zelensky, one of the corrupt prosecutors who went after Stone, yelled at some defense attorney or some woman who was across the aisle from him, so to speak. They believe that everything they do is justice. They believe that everything they do is law. They believe that everything they do, no matter what they do, is the sanctity of the state. And nothing anybody who opposes them, no matter even if it's the president executing his just powers, his lawful powers, is obstructing them, the state, the great state. The great, whatever you want to call it,
Well, let me ask you this. Do we know yet when, now that he's been released, when she thinks she's sending him to jail? Or because this was sentencing, what comes next?
Well, I think she's going to have to set up a hearing and decide what she's going to do on this corrupt foreperson of the jury who lied her way onto the jury.
Sure, so that's the question. Well, usually at a sentencing hearing, she says what's going to happen. Why didn't that happen?
Because she hasn't made a decision on it. She's basically trying to throw out her. She wanted to have her day in the sun and to berate him and to humiliate him and to drive it home and to pass her sentence on him. And basically now it's going to be how she decides to move forward with this corrupt juror aspect of things. And I'll tell you what, I mean, there's no two ways about it. That was not an impartial jury. But, you know, what's the standard? I mean, you're dealing with a judge who's an Obama partisan, clearly in the tank, doing the government's work for it. I mean, the government didn't.
And they can't help it. They can't help but grease the skids. All right, Tyler Nixon, we'll talk to you again soon. You've got to go do another interview. Pop back in with the more developments coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Let me do this. I want to give the phone number out for first-time callers. And maybe just take 6-7 calls. So I don't want to leave folks on hold. Give me your take on the Roger Stone conviction 3.5 years for the Kangaroo Court. Or what's happening with the coronavirus. How you see the next attacks on Trump. Whatever you want to talk about, I want to take some phone calls. In the first 30 minutes of the next hour, we have a special guest joining us, and Matt Bracken takes over, and then the War Room will be hosted from D.C. by Owen Schroyer. But briefly, we've launched OperationWin2020.com. And when you go to the site, you get 20 free stickers mailed to your door that have messages like, save the First Amendment, or indict the traitors. And it looks like duct tape, but it doesn't pull out your whiskers or hurt your face like duct tape would. And you just stick it on your face. silence is golden. You go to Trump rallies, you'll get 20 of these, and you hand them out where you're there and say, hey, everybody likes InfoWars. Everybody likes free speech, right? You know Trump needs to do something about it. Let's go in and at some point wear these till people ask us why we're wearing them and explain Trump needs to do something about big tech surveilling us, because they have to surveil you to censor you, and blocking you with AI, even on text messages now, with WhatsApp app and all the rest of it. WhatsApp. So that's where this is going. I told you about that a year ago. Now it's happening to everybody. So you get 20 stickers. Well, actually, I beefed it up today. We're going to add a bunch of other stickers, too, but while supplies last. But we're going to put a bunch of stickers in the mail to you to put on your car, to put up in legal and lawful places. We have these little stickers that are mini stickers that people really love. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com and order them in 100 packs, 500 packs, and 1,000 packs at cost. But if we can we just go to OperationWin2020.com? I want to show people that URL on screen for folks. And then you just put in your name, address, or whatever fake name you want, address, or send it to your work or whatever, and we will send it to you. Or I can probably pull it up on my phone. There you go. Operation Win 2020. Because we need to get President Trump to take action. And you know, pressure him, not just pressure Democrats to do the right thing. We know they won't, but Trump really listens to the American people. 20 different stickers free. You can also buy them at cost on the site as well. Sign up for a free newsletter so we can organize events and things. By the way, I'm going to D.C. next week. If you are signed up here, you will get the email about free events at very prestigious places where a lot of media will be. I'm just going to leave it at that. So this is just for listeners. But if you want to be contacted when I'm in California or I'm in D.C. or I'm in Illinois or I'm in Florida or I'm in Arizona, I mean, we've got a lot of places we're going to be going. If I'm in Wisconsin, if I'm in South Carolina, it's folks that are at Win 2020, OperationWin2020.com. You're the ones that are going to get the email first saying, we've got this many free tickets to this event, or I'm going to be here tomorrow night. Because we're shut down on social media, that's fine. That way the libtards don't even know. Then it's about us. So you want to be part of the InfoWars Army, this is it. OperationWin2020.com. Get your free 20 stickers, and then you go to the event, and you're there. And everybody's... I mean, they've had a lot of Trump events where over half the people, usually it's about a third, are wearing InfoWars shirts. That's great. But now there's the solidarity of you get 20 stickers, you and your wife go, or you and your family go, you got some extra stickers, you hand those out and say, hey, Trump's great, but he's doing something about the censorship. We've all experienced it. Save the First Amendment or 19 other stickers for you to choose from. Okay. I want to go to your calls at 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or international line, put in the country code, and then the 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. Now, I've just been covering Roger Stone conviction news for the last hour, mainly, and I said I'd get into the coronavirus. And it's not like I'm building it up. I was just honest with listeners yesterday that covering something this horrible, covering something this crazy, covering something this serious, just mixed in with everything else we're covering, doesn't feel right. I mean, I look at the numbers, I look at the viruses, I look at the scientific papers, I look at the reports, and I just pull back and go, I got up at 5:30 in the morning this morning, and I did about an hour of research before my children woke up, before I made them breakfast, and I was sitting there reading these scientific reports I'm going to show you from prestigious groups and double-checking it all before I came on air. And there's just some type of psychological compulsion. Because I'm not somebody that wants to cover stuff up. But it's kind of like the military when it's got to go to your door and tell you your son just got killed. This is not an enjoyable job. And I'm not complaining. I'm very honored to be here. But I'm ashamed. I don't blame Trump. He doesn't know who he's hiring or what he's doing. I would at his level. But then when I discover all this, then I want to research every point of it so I get it exactly right because I don't want to make a mistake. Imagine the globalists just lie all they want. That must be so easy. You just do whatever you want. Me, I'm like studying hours, just getting headaches, trying to like, and then calling up virologists and experts and confirming that I'm correct. So this is not some dramatic flourish here. I don't think I can cover this, actually. It's above my pay grade. And I think I've just said it. And I'm not copping out. It's not that I can't cover it. I mean, I spent an hour this morning looking at this again and all the countless shows you've seen with experts, and then I spent more time before the show. And I just don't feel confident talking about this because I might make a mistake. I mean, I'm 95% sure. And you heard Dr. Francis Boyle yesterday, who wrote the U.S. biological weapons laws that became world treaty. And he said that under Obama, Homeland Security sold the Chinese this virus. And I even found mainstream news 5 years ago saying it, worried about it, The Scientist. That's one of the biggest scientific publications out there. And then I read that. And then I found all the papers. And I'm just like, I'm not a violent person, like offensively, but coming on air and just talking about this is not a normal response. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm just saying as a father and as a human being, at a certain point, things are so horrible that you just can't make it one more footnote. It's like so bad that I need to really muster my full will and really do some planning on how I talk about this. There, I've said it. I just can't cover this. I mean, you heard Boyle on yesterday, and I went and did a bunch of research. He's dead on. And then I'm like, why the hell is our government doing this? I know Trump didn't do this then, but the guy he's got running NIH was involved in it at the time. And they're all involved. And it's just like, they're crazy people. And they're violent. By producing this, they are attacking us. And so as a man, I become a sellout and a wimp if I don't tell people that folks doing this are violent towards everybody and are the same as terrorists or worse, running around with suicide vests or flying airplanes into buildings. So this doesn't become something just to bitch about on air. This becomes something of ultimatums to the president. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, someone knew the U.S. government did this, and the Chi-Coms, I think, released it on purpose to embarrass Trump. Now that they know they had this and that, there's some big stuff going on here, and so that's why I don't want to say I'm shaken. It's so big, I don't want to go off half-cocked. Because I'm a decisive person, and I'll take action all day long. I'm still got the wheels turning. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what I should do. I just want to beg listeners and viewers, please keep us on air. They're trying to shut us down so that nobody can challenge what they're doing and nobody can bring up what's happening. That's why your word of mouth. Do you understand what happens when you tell friends and family and neighbors, hey, Infowars.com/show or man.video or newswars.com/show? What happens? The magic that happens. That's how we get the victory for all of us. And then again, the products you need to keep us on the air. We've sold a lot of product the last month. That's great. Because quite frankly, we're going to have to shut down in like 6-8 months. But thanks to you, we're still on air, but only by this much. And I've got a bunch of big plans I want to lay out. So get your products at Infowarsstore.com. Get your storable food while you still can. Get the immune viral while you still can. And we've got a bunch of products now back in stock with Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.